President Hale's economic report.
These numbers are very, very sustainable. This isn't a one-time shot.
Deadly fire roars.
Everybody's like panicking and going crazy and trying to leave.
North Korea hands over remains.
Back on American soil after 65 years.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump calls a just-released report on the economy great. The government says it grew at a 4.1% pace, the best performance since 2014. Mr. Trump speaking about it at the White House.
If economic growth continues at this pace, the United States economy will double in size more than 10 years faster than it would have under either President Bush or President Obama.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says some of the strength, but not all, is due to GOP tax cuts.
Perhaps something really strange because of the trade conflicts. We saw a surge in exports, specifically soybeans, as a lot of foreigners wanted to go buy those soybeans before tariffs were enacted.
There's word Michael Cohen is said to be ready to tell prosecutors Donald Trump knew about and approved of an infamous 2016 meeting between his people and a Russian lawyer in advance. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
When word of the Trump Tower meeting first became public knowledge last year, the president told the New York Times.
It must have been a very unimportant meeting because I never even heard of that.
The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., told the same story to congressional investigators. But sources say Michael Cohen is prepared to tell prosecutors that was a lie, that the candidate not only knew about the meeting with a Russian lawyer ahead of time, but that he approved of it. But those close to Cohen say he has no evidence to back up his side of the story.
If you can't corroborate it, it's useless.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, spoke on CNN.
There's no way you're going to bring down the president of the United States on the testimony, uncorroborated, of a proven liar.
Giuliani's reference to Cohen as a proven liar is another indication the rift between Mr. Trump and his longtime fixer is now a chasm that's growing. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
About a possible second meeting with President Trump, Vladimir Putin said today he's ready to go to Washington, and he invited Mr. Trump to Moscow. North of Sacramento, they call it the Carr Fire. It's an explosive wildfire that's been deadly, and one official says it's taking down everything in its path. KPIX TV reporter Joe Vasquez has details.
The fury of the Carr Fire took the town of Redding by surprise as flames jumped the Sacramento River and engulfed the area. Redding is home to some 92,000 people.
This is that new normal, that unpredictability, the large explosive growth fires.
Officials say a private bulldozer operator was killed.
The operator was working on an active section of the Carr Fire. We can confirm that we have additional firefighters and civilian injuries.
Wind-whipped flames made roads nearly impassable. Evacuees quickly filled the highway out of town with bumper-to-bumper traffic. A Reading news station even had to abruptly end its fire coverage.
We are going to leave the station because it is now unsafe to be here.
The fire destroyed homes. Since it ignited on Monday, it has scorched dozens of square miles and is far from contained.
In Southern California, the big wildfire that officials believe was deliberately set has 3,000 people out of their homes. Now to the Korean Peninsula. North Korea stuck to a promise and returned the remains of American servicemen killed during the Korean War. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
One by one, U.S. soldiers carried the 55 sets of remains off the C-17 in front of a military honor guard, their fellow servicemen watching over the fallen as they passed by. In wooden caskets draped in United Nations flags, these are believed to be the remains of some of the 5,300 service members last known to be in North Korea.
Rick Downs was 3 years old when his father's Air Force bomber went down over North Korea. He's not sure if he'll ever get closure.
You have to really watch your heart here because this all could just fizzle. This could be nothing. It could be everything.
The Trump administration insists it met yesterday's court deadline to reunite older immigrant children with their parents, with more than 1,800 returned. The government says hundreds of others don't qualify because they weren't with family members or because parents have criminal records. Facebook's $119 billion loss in market value is one for the record books. The stock plunged 19%. Founder Mark Zuckerberg's own personal fortune fell by about $16 billion. Contributor Nicholas Thompson on the trouble the social network faces.
It's harder to add new users, given how many people already use it. Two, the new products, particularly stories, aren't making as much money as the old products. And most importantly, the problems they have to fix fake news and privacy are expensive.
Twitter stock is down 14% after a bad growth report. Investigators searching for a missing college student in Iowa hope a trail of electronic data will help find her. CBS's Adriana Diaz says the University of Iowa sophomore vanished after going on a run last week.
Kim Calderwood says her 20-year-old niece, Molly Tibbetts, is a fighter and a force of nature.
Do you talk to her in your mind?
Absolutely.
What do you say to her?
I love you, sweet girl.
When she vanished last Wednesday, Tibbetts likely had her cell phone and a Fitbit on her wrist to track her run, says Mitch Mortvedt of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation.
We're hoping to be able to precisely examine and know where she was, when she was there.
Investigators have built a detailed timeline of her movements before she disappeared, based on eyewitness accounts, cell phone tower pings, her Fitbit data, and social media activities.
Could someone have tracked her movements on social media, potentially have stalked her?
I think in today's world, that's definitely a possibility.
In her first TV interview since her series was canceled by ABC over a racist tweet, Roseanne Barr told Fox's Sean Hannity she was unaware at the time the target of it, former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, was black.
You didn't know?
No. You could knock me over a feather when they said she was African American. My boyfriend saw it. I was like, what? I thought she was Middle Eastern.
Barr said, it cost me everything. I wish I worded it better. A drug gang wants an arch nemesis dead. CBS's Bill Rakoff tells us the target is man's best friend.
Her name is Sombra, or Shadow, and she is very, very good at her job. The 6-year-old German Shepherd has sniffed out over 9 tons of cocaine in her career with the Colombian police. The Arbaños drug gang has issued a $700,000 hit on Sombra, so police are taking no chances moving the dog from the gang's heartland to the airport at Bogota and assigning extra officers to improve her safety during her drug deployments. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Well, two police officers in Roswell, Georgia, couldn't decide whether to arrest a woman during an April traffic stop, so they used a cell phone app that mimics flipping a coin to decide. Video of it all surfaced. The cops have now been fired. Roswell's mayor called it inexcusable and unprofessional. Charges against the woman were dropped. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.